Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, and we're literally launching our 24th year on the air this week. Thank you for being part of it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Joe Barker joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. He tries hard. JoeBarker.com, folks, please check it out. You'll find his blog there. You'll thank me later. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Don't forget StarThrower.com. That's where you can find his films, including the Paradigm film, the business of discovering the future. It'll change your life. Joel, thanks again for being here. You have something to report on with us on a COVID-19 vaccine technology. Tell us about it.
Great. So let me make one statement on the thing we talked about last. I want to reemphasize how many millions of jobs will be driven by that system of oxygen storage.
New passive energy storage plan we said you're saying will create a lot of jobs. That's one thing that we have to. I wish more of the climate change movement would finish their comments based on what you just said. You know, these are the jobs that will happen. I agree 100%.
This is real.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this. So earlier we talked about the plasma killing bacteria and viruses and doing it in a very efficient, safe way.
In the air.
Now we're going to look at by taking it out in the air, but also on surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a leather seat in your airplane and you're sitting down, it would have killed any bacteria on that as well. But here's the other side, which is the vaccine side, and we have wonderful news coming out again and again, day after day, about the vaccines. The reason I brought this one up is because I want to read the headline. Ultra-potent COVID-19 vaccine designed via computer. Innovative nanoparticle vaccine spurs extremely high levels of protective antibodies. Designed by computer. The fastest we have ever developed a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the fastest ones. We are now heading toward a time where our response to a novel virus will be a AI, artificial intelligence system, so smart that within 48 hours to 72 hours, it will have a solution that we can begin to test.
In the cybersecurity world, I should say, they have a term called zero day. And zero day means if they can accomplish zero day, which is the holy grail, that means that if they learn about a threat, a new Trojan, a new worm, a new whatever it is, if they learn about it at breakfast, that they've solved it and neutralized it before supper. That's called zero day. They kill it the same day they learn it. You're talking about almost a zero day type of cure, aren't you?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that right now we're just beginning to learn how to do this, and already we've had this dramatic reduction from 4 to 6 years to 8 months.
Yeah.
So
and remember this, we're still talking about digital technology. What's going to happen when we get to quantum?
Good point. And a lot of this bacteria stuff is more quantum than it is just digital. But so what's going on here is, now this was the University of Washington in Seattle. So it was our academic people coming up with this technology and developing the software, but already several companies are testing it right now. So we should. I think this is the one that was 95%, but it isn't in the document, so I can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But 95% efficient and no refrigeration and extremely stable
materials. That's a big concern about some of these is how do you protect it? How do you make sure that it's in good shape by the time it gets to the last mile?
That's right. So it stays efficacious throughout the whole trip. So what's really good about this is you were talking about silver lining with COVID. Well, we have the plasma which works on not just the COVID virus, but all bacteria and viruses. And we have the computer system that allows us to begin to think in terms of days or weeks at the longest to come up with a solution.
And think about the diseases that could be cured and solved, and we're in the next 20 years, we're going to look back at the last 100 years as the dark ages in terms of some of these discoveries that are going to happen so fast. Hey, Joel, we always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for all the time you've given us over the last 14 years, and for being an abiding supporter of my work. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.